That Sitkins were going to have to pay more for electricity in the coming year was never in doubt. Due to a prolonged dry spell by Southeast Alaska standards, Sitka has only 5 months of water to run its two hydro plants for 6 months. The electric utility recently revised upwards its estimate of how much diesel fuel it will take to get to May 2012, $3 million. City code already has a provision for a rate surcharge any time the utility burns more than $50,000 in diesel fuel in a year. Electric Director Chris Bruton told the Assembly that the time had come.
Whatever we decide tonight, the fuel surcharge is going to have to be put in place. We're looking at a substantial amount of money that we're spending, and we've got to recover that cost.
That means a hike of 3 cents per kilowatt hour, a 20% increase over Sitka's base rate of 9 cents per kilowatt hour, beginning with the next utility bill in December. Bruton proposed spreading the surcharge out over a full year, but adjusting the rate up or down each quarter to reflect changes in the amount of rainfall, snowbelt, or the cost of fuel. The existing ordinance requires setting the rate for an entire year. Bruton told the Assembly that it was important to try and stay in step with the actual costs of diesel generation. Getting too far out in front meant overcharging ratepayers. Getting behind could prove disastrous. He ran some hypothetical numbers.
For example, if we say we're going to need $2 million for fuel, and as it turns out, we end up burning $4 million of fuel, we've undercollected revenue by $2 million. So that means we can't start collecting that until the very next year. It takes a one-year period to collect it. Then if you add any future generation on top of that, suddenly you're into the position where out here you could be looking at 40 or 50 cents a kilowatt hour as a fuel surcharge.
There was some concern on the Assembly over the fairness of the quarterly adjustment scheme. Mim McConnell said she had spoken with commercial fishermen upset over having to pay a surcharge in the fall to make up for water drained from the lakes in the summer when they're mostly gone. Bruton responded that electric demand, despite increased population from seasonal workers, more visitors, cruise ships, and seafood processing, was much lower in the summer months than in winter. He suggested that people pointing fingers should point them upwards.
This situation we're in now, you can't blame any particular class of customer or any particular reason. We're here because we have had a low water year. Our dams are not full. Load hasn't changed that substantially from the past 4 years, so it's simply we are at a low water year this year.
According to National Weather Service data, easily available online, Sitka should have had about 78 inches of precipitation by now this year. As of December 1st, we're at about 58 inches, 20 inches down. But a drought in Sitka is still pretty wet. Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett suggested residents were failing to grasp the situation.
I actually have had people who are very well informed. People come up to me and say, is this really a problem? I mean, come on, is it real? And, you know, which just surprises the heck out of me.
Beginning with their December utility bills, Sitkins will see how real the problem is. Sitka Conservation Society intern Biddy Balducci has been working with the electric department on a public education campaign since last summer. Recently, she's been giving programs in the elementary schools describing Sitka's hydro shortage. Balducci says this first billing is an important opportunity for educating a general public that, so far, has been pretty hard to reach.
We actually are working on putting something together to go in the electric bill when that surcharge comes out. And as Chris mentioned, we are trying to also put together a rebate program, which has not been established in any way yet, but we're trying to get that so that people can get those energy-efficient appliances that will give them the big savings with some money back to make it easier for them.
Balducci added that if you want to think about conservation, think heat as the most effective way to reduce electric usage. 43% of Sitka's overall electric consumption is residential, and most of that is hot water and electric heating, and most of that growth has come in the last 10 years as the price of fuel oil has increased. The Assembly asked if the electric department could suggest a course of action for the public. Director Bruton was blunt.
So, what do we do? We're in critical trouble. We need folks to get serious and switch to a non-electric heat source.
The Assembly voted unanimously to adopt the surcharge and the quarterly rate adjustment structure. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.